And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead. And I am your host, Deadbug. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Big audience today. A lot of good-looking people out there. And it's Sunday. It's Sunday the 24th. With all this lockdown bullshit, every day seems to have melded into another day for me. Anybody else find that? It's just like, what day is it? Who gives a fuck? Anyways, I want to welcome all new, there's some new patrons this week. So welcome. And anybody who's sort of around the comment section know that I've got a lot since my Columbine. YouTube did me a favor. Since I took down Columbine, I got tons of new patrons. Which is fucking great. I would have never expected that. So I didn't even fight the strike. I didn't even try to put it up again. I just thought, well, fuck it. Why? Why bother? You know what I mean? It's like, it brought, which is an interesting sort of thing, because then I released a joint yesterday and I didn't really get anything. Nothing. You know, I mean, a couple of my, Maria, Tabby Cat, and Marsha,
and Christine.
A couple of my regulars tipped me and stuff like that, but nobody knew, really. And it's just weird, isn't it? So it's leaving me to this thing is like, unless I force people to come over to Patreon, they're not going to. They're just going to absorb the content for free. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be able to do anything to bring new people over, trying to convince people. You know, so you guys have signed up. You let me know what you think. I mean, you obviously only came over because Columbine got taken down, which is a shame because there's a lot of fucking stuff. I got all my Ziploc episodes over here. There's the podcast. You think the people come over, but they haven't. It took Columbine to be taken down. So it's almost now that I really have to get the balls to just like maybe post one over on YouTube and then skip a week and then do one over on Patreon only to get people over. I mean, it seems to be the only way, you know. And I think some of you saw some comments. There was some fucking dumb ignorant fuck who said, I said. Morning coffee. Afternoon now, because it's afternoon. There was someone said, I posted on the community of YouTube, and I said, if you want to see Columbine, you have to go to, give me a tip or whatever, and I'll send you a link, which I did. I honored that. I sent everybody a link, or sign up to Patreon. And some guy, the guy said, well, that's it for me. I'm unsubscribing. And I always laugh about these fuckers, because it's like, dude, I got like 23 fucking thousand subscribers at 22 or whatever I have now. It's like, do you think I fucking notice you? But it's, again, oh, please don't go. and I guess it still pisses me off because I think you fucking sponge. So I guess they get their effect. I mean, that's why they do it. And they all, it's just, I instantly block the cocksucking sponge anyways. But I guarantee you, he still subscribes and he still watches. So I'm in that predicament anyway, so that's where things stand, that I got tons of new patrons, but then this week I got pretty well none, because, I mean, everybody stopped, forgive me if you did sign up this week, but, generally, that week that I didn't post on YouTube and I said that the video got taken, tons of people came over, and then this week, yesterday, nobody, pretty well. So we did a live chat. So yesterday was an episode of Lust Crimes, which is one of my favorite series. I love that because it gives me different, I can do different things, different ideas. And what a lot of people don't know about the ideas and the ideas that I pick is that some are long, some are short ideas. And I don't want to not do an idea because I can't string it out. Something like Sid and Nancy, I don't want to string out the whole episode because I get to the point where I'm getting fucking bored. I know there's a lot of conspiracies and people, you left out this, you left out this. But I do entertainment and that's what I do. I leave things out because I have to have it flow. And I can include everything, but then it just becomes fucking 30 minutes of fucking talking, you know what I mean? And don't forget, when I make a joint, that I can't, most of the time I can't use interviews because they're copyrighted. And I know a lot of people love my voice. I suppose lots of people hate it too, but I don't want to be talking for 30 fucking minutes. It's just, that's the number one rule of doing a documentary, is too much voiceover. And already I do too much. I try to pace it out, but you just don't want someone talking, or you become criminally fisted, or Rob Dyke. I like to space things out. I like to sort of use the music and balance things out and come in and out of tones and create moods. And how I create that mood is sometimes not what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying, it's what I'm not saying. So I want to do things like the Sex Pistols, or the story about the Australian, if anybody watched Lust Crimes yesterday, there was the Lily girl who got murdered. For me, that's not a whole episode of something. For me, there's just not enough to it. It's a tragic tale, but for me, there's just not enough to it. I need something more intricate. And sometimes I can get something. It's really weird, because sometimes there's an idea where I can't find anything on it, and that makes it very hard. But sometimes there's an idea, like, say, at Ted Bundy, the thing I did on Ted Bundy, where it's hard as well, because there's too much information, and I have to cull that information down to make something. So anyways, long and short is I like doing lust crimes, because I can do these little obscure little things, like, you know, that woman at the end who killed all those kids and she fingered herself while she did it, which was, to me, was fucking mental. And that's in Victorian times too, that the only way she could get sexual gratification was by killing kids. Something like that's very difficult, because, I mean, it's in Paris in 1905. There's not a lot of footage, you know, so creatively that takes a long time. And then you think to yourself, well, the payoff might be not that great, because, you know, maybe people aren't interested in it, so I have to try to, and I think it's, I still want to do it, I still want to, the full gamut, would you call it a gambit, there's the Australian crime, and then I started out with the Jessup crime, and the Christine Jessup crime I liked, because, I mean, I lived in Toronto then, and I remember it well. And then I found out about all the stuff about the kid, her brother fucking her with her friends, and him and his friends were having sex with each other too. And I thought, holy fuck, is there a whole side of Canadian life that I missed when I lived there? Because I don't ever remember seeing that, unless it was happening and I happened to be at school that day. So I like lust crimes, but oddly enough, when I look at my ratings, things like lust crimes, dark times, the whole Death By series, none of those things do very well. None of those ones rate. I don't get a lot of views for that. But then if I do something like a singular one, like Toy Box Killer, or, you know, Paul and Carla, you know, Paul Bernardo and Carla Homolka, those things really rate well. So it's difficult to tell, you know. So I have to balance it out, don't I? I mean, but then at the end of the day, I gotta do what I like, so. Yeah, so anyways, I like things like Lust Crimes because the shorter crimes. And I know everybody thinks that they'll come up with an idea and they'll say, oh, what do you think of this idea? And they all think it's a winner. Of course you do, because you don't have to fucking make it. You know, it's like you're never going to see someone walking down the street and who looks like an idiot, and they're going to tell you, hey, look at me, I'm dressed like an idiot. Everybody thinks that they're a winner. Everybody thinks their ideas are winners. So I like those Lust Crimes ones so I can do, you know, as many different crimes within that sort of thing. And I like to do it in threes or fours. So I like any of those Death By, Lust Crimes, Cold. I like doing that too, on Unsolved Mysteries. Any of those ones I like doing, because I can sort of mix it up a bit and jump from country to country. And it's funny because, you know, some people, they say, well, why don't you do more stuff on Russia and things like that? For Russia, it's a little harder because I don't have access to any of the databases, so I can't get a lot of information. I can get some information, but it makes it a lot harder for me. And remember, I only have a week to make it happen. So I finished my joint, yesterday sometime. I finished maybe around 6 o'clock. I finished it. I post it. Sunday, I'll do a podcast, and I'll answer some messages from people. And then I start making another joint tomorrow. And then I'll finish it next Saturday. So that's my schedule. So there's the predicament. And we had the live chat yesterday. I know some people like that. Tell me if you like it in the comments. I don't like it too much. I think people talk and they don't pay attention to the joint. But then I do it because, I mean, I show up and, you know, hey, how's everybody doing? You know, hey, looking good. How are you? Yeah, I do that. And it's not, you know, it's not so bad. I like it once I'm there. I like it because I can talk to you guys. But then on the other hand, I don't like it as much because no one listens to my joint or watches it. But I think I'll do a Q&A over on Discord soon, maybe, where we'll do a live Q&A where we can shoot the shit if anybody's interested. So yeah, I've noticed that. And in conclusion, I think I've got to start being harder on the people on YouTube, I'm going to be doing it for free. And someone told me, someone suggested, I forget who you were, forgive me, suggested that I do it in two parts, two-parter. I don't like two-parters, because then I do it part one, and then you can just go look the crime up and, you know, and I don't know, I just don't like the two-parter sort of stuff. I think that's something that fucking half-a-sissy Rob Dyke or that fucking retard criminally fisted do. It was funny. I don't know how many used guys were at the at the live chat yesterday, because someone said to me, one thing I fucking hate where people try to fucking, when they try to you know, to pimp out, they're on the discussion, and I guess if I had 10 million subscribers and there were 10 million people there, it wouldn't matter. But I hate when people are on there, and I'm right there, and they say, does anybody know any other channels that are as good as Dead Bugs? Because I'm looking for some. And for me, that's disrespectful. You know what I mean? You know, it's like going over to someone's house and you're sitting there next, you know, and then you say, hey, are any of your friends as hot as your wife? Because I'd love to fuck her, you know, like, it's just disrespectful. You know, I don't, you know, it's like, and someone said, oh, what do you think of, someone said that chapter, what do you think of that chapter? You know, that's what it's called, that little fruity Irish guy. And I let off. I said, no, the guy's a fucking half a fag. And then someone said, why all the anger towards that chapter? And I was like, I don't have any anger. I mean, I don't even watch the fucking sissy. I'm just saying, for me, it's not my cup of tea. You know, he's not a man. He's some little rosy-faced little, you know, I think I said, what did I say? I said, I don't know whether to slap him or fuck him. And, it's disrespectful. Don't come to my channel and start talking about other channels. You know what I mean? So, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I don't really have too much against him because he's not in my league, but don't fucking mention him in my chat. So anyways, onwards and upwards. Let me know who was at the premiere yesterday and what you thought about it, if you liked it. I know it's a good place for everybody to commune. Is that what they call it? Commune. I was going to say commute, but commune. And everybody gets to chat and stuff. So for that, it's good. So we're all still on this lockdown. One day is just melding into the next. I don't even know what fucking day it is anymore. I know the kids are going back to school in another week. Well, the start of June, they're going back to school here in England. Some of them. They're like the kindergarten ones and the grade 6. and I think the grade 12. I guess because closure, because, you know, if you're grade 12, your year is ending. I don't know why that leaves you, because you didn't take exams or anything. So how do you get out of it? Like how do you get a diploma? Would have been a pretty sweet deal, though, if you don't have to take a test and they give you a diploma. But then everybody will know, won't they, that the year you graduated, if you graduated that year and it says it on your, like, university degree or something, and say you graduated, everybody will know that you don't have a real education. We're just a fuck. We'll be funny. I was reading, like, all the big universities, like Oxford University, all those really fancy ones in England, they're still charging full price. And it's all done over closed circuit. I would feel fucking ripped off. I would want a fucking discount. It's like, fuck that shit, you know? But I guess if you go to Oxford and you got all that fucking money, then a lot of those universities are just about walking around and feeling superior to people. So it's going to be hard to feel superior when you're fucking tucked up in your mansion. You know what I mean? They want to be walking around and acting all superior. So it's going to be interesting. I was talking to some guy who was a professor at Oxford University, one of the big universities over here. And he teaches medieval history or something. And it was funny because I was standing in the lineup to go into Sainsbury's, which is a supermarket, you know, and you got to stand far away from everybody. And I said, "Oh yeah, what do you teach?" And he said, "Medieval history." And I thought, "What the fuck?" I said to him, "I said, who the fuck goes to university to take a fucking shit course like that? Like a fuck, you spent a fortune." And then he said, "Oh, you'd be surprised. A lot of Chinese apparently." Fucking Chinese, they just got fucking money to burn, don't they? Yeah, fucking. What do you want to take? Ah, me take medieval. Medieval history. So I said, that sounds like a shit course. And he said, no, you'd be surprised. So I said, okay, whatever. Sure. You know, because I like World War II and all those interesting things, but medieval for me, it's a bit too Monty Python, Holy Grail, I told him. He didn't seem offended. He was laughing at me. He just probably thinks I was an idiot or something. Because I didn't, you know, tell him what I did, so he just probably thought I was a bum. Because that's the thing about this whole fucking lockdown, isn't it? Like, I don't care how I fucking look. I haven't had a haircut now for fucking 3 months or something. I was telling someone, my hair hasn't been as long as since I was fucking 17 years old. You know, and add that to the fact that I'm not shaving. But it's like, what's the fucking point? The only time I go out in the morning is like first thing in the morning. And the only people out are fucking old people rushing. Because, you know, they're all afraid of the Grim Reaper, so they come out early. To shop, and well, anyway, a funny story related to, well, it's not that funny, but I went out to, I think it's some paper, I ran out of fucking paper, and you can't have it delivered, because it's just, they're not going to deliver paper, so I had to go to Sainsbury's, and I was walking, Sainsbury's like a supermarket, it's like, fuck, I don't know what the American Safeway or Loblaws or those sort of places, just a supermarket where you buy food, big supermarket. And I was just going there, and I was looking for the paper, so I couldn't find the paper. I was walking around. So as soon as I came in, it was really funny because I heard, you know, someone leave a message, you know, blah, 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 you know, Yusuf or whatever the fucking guy, come down to the desk or something. As soon as I walked in, and they're letting people in one by one. And so as soon as I heard that, and I thought, well, that's a bit weird. And then I noticed that two security guards were following me as I'm looking for the paper. And it's really fucking funny because it's so fucking useless. Because I guess they've had a lot of shoplifters or something. God knows why. It's Sainsbury's. What are you going to steal? A fucking head of lettuce? And so they hire these fucking Russian meatheads. I guess they look Russian. But, you know, they got the fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger fucking chest pumped out. And they got the fucking fake armband, badge, and stuff like that. So these guys are trying to follow me. So it's like, every time I fucking turn around, they act like they're looking at something, you know? And it just got me fucking pissed off. You know, I've got fed up. Because it's like, you know, if you're gonna... I just came up to the guy and I said, "Listen, meathead, if you're gonna fucking follow me, be a little more fucking clever, you dickhead." And then he was like, "What? I don't know what you're talking about. I said, "Fuck you. You know, give me a fucking break." So it was fucking Sainsbury's. What do you think I'm stealing, you fucking moron? You know? And then he was just like, he just gave this fucking smirk. And I said, "If you want to follow me, fucking follow me outside afterwards. Meet me around the back." And then the guy, he looked shocked. He said, "What'd you say?" I said, "You heard me." And then he said, "Oh, I'd love to. Believe me, I'd love to. But I would lose my job." I said, "Yeah, you'd lose that. You'd lose that tasty 8 quid an hour paycheck." "You fucking loser." I just walked away. And I was going to say something to the manager, but I thought, I'm not going to just leave it. So, but then I didn't want to go in. So today I was going to get some, the long and short of it is today I was going to go buy some wine. And I thought, I don't want to go into Sainsbury's because if I run into this guy again and they do the same thing, I'm going to kick off. I know I'm going to kick off because I'm already in a shitty mood. And I'm going to kick off. I'm going to smash my bottle of wine over this guy's head. And I'm going to end up in jail during the coronavirus. And so I thought, I'm not going to do that. So I go to the co-op, which is like a little variety store on the corner. And I go in there. And there's this whole sort of fucking thing, isn't there? There's a whole people, like all these old people in there. And they act like they're terrified of you. You turn around the corner, they you know, they recoil, visibly recoil. And, you know, and then I move out of the way for this old guy. And, you know, and he's sort of like shaking his head because I'm not moving further enough away. Like I should be walking out of the store to let him go down the aisle, eh? And I was just like, I guess because I was just in that mood. I said, "Dude, if you're so fucking terrified of this fucking virus taking you, you wouldn't be out here buying a fucking paper, you meathead. You know, I'm protecting you." I mean, the long and the short of it is I still think this corona thing is killing the old people. That's my statement on it. I'm going to leave it at that. And the vulnerable. Some people may disagree with me, but that's my opinion. So I went out and bought some wine, and I brought it to the counter, and then the woman said to me, well, you can't buy the wine before 9 o'clock. I was like, holy fuck. That's some sort of English... No, it wasn't 9 o'clock, it was 10 o'clock. That's a fucking English law. You can't buy wine before 10. And during the week, you can't buy it before 8. And there's no... I asked them, why is that the case? And and the woman says, well, I don't know. I was like, what? Fucking alcoholics can't fucking... I guess they don't want alcoholics to enjoy themselves before 8 in the morning and 10 on Sundays. So I brought a bottle of red wine. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'll drink my red wine and lament on where my life went wrong. Just drink a bottle of red wine. So this coronavirus, getting back to this, you see how I fucking digress, is the lockdown, the loosening this lockdown, because that's where I've started it. And this fucking guy here, is one of these politicians has broken the whole fucking corona thing. He's gone out. He's gone to visit his family. And they've caught this guy. And this is what makes me so fucking mad, because these people, it's one fucking rule for them and it's one rule for everybody else. They've been fucking going on about it. And this fucking dickhead, Dominic Cummings is his name. You know, he looks like I'm on a whole corona rant here, so go with me on this, okay? This Dominic Cummings guy, he's a politician, one of the higher-up guys, makes a fucking fortune. He's been caught several times breaking the rules, like going out to visit his family, like 250 fucking miles away or something. And everybody wants his head on a platter. All the opposing political parties and the public want him to be fired. And I agree. I think they need to fire this fuck. And the funny thing is they had a press conference yesterday. And it's funny how these politicians all defend each other. They never answer the question. They kept them, well, why was he out? No one ever answers the question. Politicians don't give straight answers. And I hope they fire the fuck, because these guys have been making such a big fucking deal about us staying in and about this. And it just shows that these guys don't. And it's funny because they caught the guy. The press were there and they caught him. And then he said, oh, it's not what it looks like. Well, you mean what? You're 250 fucking miles away from where you should be and you shouldn't be traveling. And you've been telling us that we're going to get arrested. And it's funny. The police said that they went to the house and they spoke to him about breaking the quarantine and everything else. And then this guy is saying, no one came to visit us. So who's lying? It's just a big fucking nightmare of this whole thing. And I just think it's the government's chance to get a leg up. Because how long have the government been saying that there's not going to be any money anymore? No one can use money anymore. Forever. So now this is the chance not to. And do you know the implications of that? And I'm not a conspiracy guy here, but you know the implications on that? Is that it was about a week ago, I went to buy something for my daughter's birthday, and they wouldn't let me do it. They said, if this is you, you know, this, if this is, the, they gave no reason. I guess they're saying figure because it's a suspicious behavior or whatever. I was like, you know, well, fucking 150 quid or something, not suspicious behavior, not a fortune. And, you know, they declined my purchase, and I had to text, yes, it was me on my phone. And that's how easy it'll be for the fucking government. If they don't like you, if you want it for something or you don't pay your taxes, they'll just turn your fucking card off. And so that's why I'm very suspicious of all this shit. And that's why I want to get things back to fucking normal. I want to get out on the street and just fucking, you know, because this fucking, you know, guys like these Cummings and that, it just proves that they just do what the fuck they want. And... hey, you know what I was reading today, oddly enough, has nothing to do, well, I guess it kind of does, because they're, I guess it doesn't. I mean, Hitler was a politician, wasn't he? Just, it wasn't a good one, but he was a politician. Hitler's alligator died yesterday. His pet alligator. Can you believe it? I didn't even know alligators fucking lived that long. His pet alligator, I forget what it was called, like Saturn. First of all, I thought it was Satan, but it was Saturn. I had to look twice at it. To just see his Saturn. And it was in a Russian zoo. Because I guess the commies took over, didn't they? And I guess they took his fucking alley. It's a weird thing, isn't it? Because I know that when all those Russians went into Germany and stuff, they were raping even old ladies and stuff. Which is unsettling for me. That's one of their things. Russian guys, they like it. Like it's a power thing. And to rape old ladies. I mean, even if I were into it as a power thing, if there were like an old lady, I would just give it a miss. I'd say, you're all right, honey. Go on your way. I'm not going to teach her a lesson at my own expense. So yeah, the fucking Russians went in there, and you think they would have just killed it. Because I thought, you know, but they didn't. No, they took it, and they took it back to a Russian zoo or something. It's just weird. It must be one tough-ass alligator, because I can't imagine the conditions in a Soviet zoo, and especially knowing it was Hitler's pet. I can't imagine them treating it too well, but alligators must be tough-ass fucking animals. But talk about being out of your habitat, being in Russia. I can't imagine them ever having alligators. But the thing, it's just, and I was reading about it too. It was born in Mississippi. This is a poor alligator. The poor dude. I'm not much of an alligator fan. Because they're just one of those creatures, aren't they? You can't pet them. You can't swim with them or anything. Well, I guess you could, but they would eat you. There was an alligator in Miami Vice, wasn't there? Crockett had one. So I guess he was kind of a cool alligator. But I was reading about it, and it was born... I'm totally digressing, aren't I? But it was born in, like, Mississippi or something. One of those places where alligators live. And he was sent to, like, he was as a gift to... he was given as a gift, but to the U.S., to Berlin. I guess, obviously, before they're out at war. And then this thing, this alligator escaped from the Berlin Zoo when it was bombed. Like in like 44 or something, or 43. And then its whereabouts were unknown. And then in 1946, the British found them and then gave it to the Soviets. So where does a fucking alligator hide out when they say, like, he escaped? You know, they said he escaped from the bomb in like 43 or something. And then they didn't know where he was until 46. I mean, where's an alligator hide out? Especially in fucking Germany, wartime Germany. There's not a lot of places. And I saw a picture of it, too. It's fucking big. But it's like 84 years old. So, there we go. Big shout-out to Saturn, Hitler's alligator. Gone but not forgotten. So, anyways, in conclusion, I want to welcome all new patrons. And say hi in the comments section. And I'm going to go have my wine that Marie got me. Maria got me. And lament. You know, fucking say, it's kind of sunny here. It's a bit windy in England today. Sunny, and I'm going to just, like, listen to some music, drink some wine, and fucking stare at my neighbor, because I fucking hate my neighbor. I don't know if you guys were listening last week. And I'm just giving him, like, evil looks, and then waiting for him to say something, and then I'm just going to lay into him. Or I'll go back to Sainsbury's after I drink and beat up the security guard. But either way, I want everybody to have a great day, and thanks for listening. And I will talk to you guys next week. Until then, adios.